It's not unusual for people to change careers, and 3 years ago, Kay Jones did just that. She had been a display designer for a decade, but she wanted to work from home and find a use for her 10 acres of land in Durand, Michigan.
And we thought of different things, hydroponics, a Christmas tree farm, the pond, fish farming. And finally, when my friend, the dairy farmer, mentioned the chickens, that just seemed to make sense.
But Jones was brought up a city girl and didn't know much about chickens. All she knew was that she wanted to take a natural approach to raising the birds. So she read up on a method of chicken farming where the birds spend most of their time outdoors. It's called pastured poultry. Instead of confining chickens in coops, pastured poultry producers put their birds in movable pens. The chickens are protected from predators, but they still get plenty of sunshine, fresh air, and exercise.
This is how nature intended it, and you can see them scratching around and foraging, and they love it. I mean, and it produces a healthier, clean food.
Jones says because the chickens move around the pasture, their manure gets evenly distributed. And since the birds aren't confined in close quarters, Jones says sickness doesn't spread easily, which reduces the need for antibiotics. As she developed her business, Kay Jones sought out other farmers to ask for advice. But she was surprised by their response. All she got was a wall of silence.
They said no. A lot of people said no because we are afraid of the rules and regulations. We don't know what we should be doing for sure, what we can't do, what we can do. We're scared. And we don't want to be made an example of.
Pastured poultry is having a hard time taking off because of the often confusing and restrictive federal and state guidelines small farmers have to follow. In Michigan, small poultry producers can only process 1,000 birds each year on their farms. Any chickens beyond that have to go to an approved processing facility. But that can cost $1.50 or more per bird, a significant cut into the farmer's profit. Not only that, but there are restrictions on marketing the birds. For instance, if you want one of Kay Jones's chickens, you'll have to go to her farm to get it. She can't come to you, and she says she also can't sell to grocery stores or restaurants.
The existing laws and the small farmer just don't go together. It needs to be tweaked. It needs to be worked on so we can provide this type of food for people.
Many of these laws have been on the books for decades, but they've only recently been called into question because of the growing number of niche farmers. But it's not just farmers who are confused.
We're really in a situation where it's going to take a little bit of time and communication to sort it all out.
Susan Smalley is an extension specialist with Michigan State University. She says there's a set of federal guidelines for small poultry producers, but that states can make their own laws more restrictive than the federal rules. That's what Michigan did. Smalley says these laws were enacted to protect consumers.
They're really intended to try to be sure that somebody is watching over the food that we eat to be sure that it's safe. There are lots of ways to do that, and these rules may not be the best way to do that, but that was really what pushed them into being in the first place.
While many farmers are frustrated and angry by the restrictive regulations, they haven't given up hope. They're encouraged by what happened in the state of Illinois, where farmers fought for changes and won. Merle Marksman is executive director of the Kankakee County Farm Service Agency.
The biggest challenge was, of course, in educating the non-rural state representative and state senator and the urban congresspeople.
Now the state's processing limit has been raised from 1,000 to 5,000 birds. Meanwhile, back in Michigan, Kay Jones is forming a state chapter of the American Pastured Poultry Association. She says the farmers will ask state and federal regulators to clarify the existing laws and, if necessary, to change them. Then Jones says the farmers will finally be able to get on with their business.
We want to discuss breeds of chicken and different feed formulas and where to obtain the best organic feed and there's just a whole array of different issues that need to be shared. In as small farmers, we like to communicate and share and help each other grow.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Durand, Michigan.